Rumors that Duncan's last movie theater was closing began swirling Saturday when residents spotted employees loading a U-Haul at the Duncan Caprice Theater. A statement from the Twin Screen movie theater the next day on social media confirmed its screens had permanently gone dark after 40 years under various operators, including Hollywood 3 Cinemas for the past 10 years. "This was not an easy decision and we understand it was sudden, but know that we are all absolutely devastated by it," the statement said. "From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for 10 fabulous years." Hollywood 3 Cinemas owner Mobia Marcy said the closing was a last-minute decision. "I was hoping to get a few months' extension. We had another clause in the lease that would have given us another 2 years." But Amarcy said the building's Hong Kong-based landlord gave him only 15 days to respond to a 300% rent increase, something he said would have been probably bearable pre-pandemic, but unfeasible now. Many former and current residents of the Cowichan Valley have been sharing on social media fond memories of first dates and family outings at the Duncan Caprice. For Duncan residents, the loss of the theater means that the nearest dedicated cinemas are more than a 40-minute drive away in either Nanaimo or Langford, although the Cowichan Performing Arts Center in the Cowichan Community Center occasionally screens films. Originally named the Caprice Twin, the theater opened in 1982 on the former site of the Cowichan Creamery at 404 Duncan Street and became the sole movie theater in town when the 58-year-old Odeon Theater at Station Street closed the following year. The Caprice was upgraded to digital projection in 2014 when Hollywood 3 Cinemas, an independent movie theater chain, took over operations, the same year the Caprice Theater in Langford closed its doors. Amarcy said new regulations from movie distributors and the recent shift of some movies going direct to streaming have made it difficult to operate small theaters such as the Caprice. "Distributors want us to hold a movie for 3 weeks at a time," he said. "If you hold it for 3 weeks, and you only have two screens or a single screen and there are three or four movies coming out, you're stuck with that same movie." As for the Duncan Drive-In, a Hollywood 3 Cinemas drive-in movie theater located at Cowichan Exhibition Park, Amarcy said, "It did very well, during COVID-19 restrictions, but will not be returning this summer." The Network of Independent Canadian Exhibitors, a national cinema organization, said in October that many independent theaters are in a tough position where they have to repay Canada Emergency Business Account loans while audiences have yet to fully return. "Independent cinemas are difficult to reopen. We very rarely hear of venues being brought back to life," the organization said in a statement. Amarcy, who is now based in the Lower Mainland, where he runs two movie theaters in Pitt Meadows and White Rock, got his start in the business about 20 years ago with a movie theater in Qualicum Beach. He said he is still hoping to keep the movie magic alive in Duncan after receiving many offers of support and help. "We have floated the idea of maybe converting it into a non-profit." Duncan Mayor Michelle Staples said she's supportive of the idea, citing successful non-profit theaters in Powell River and Sydney. "It would be fantastic if that were to happen," she said. "I love the idea of that space for the community, not just for blockbuster movies, but also for a lot of other learning opportunities and coming together." She said she's also open to a community cinema in another location. "Given the right programming, a non-profit cinema could be well utilized," she said. "I would support it if a community group wanted to do it." Midge Lowe at TimesColonist.com.